Traces of supernovas in the cosmos could be in our oceans. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sean Bishop, professor of experimental physics at the Technical University of Munich, discusses whether this is a clue to an extinction event from our past.
Massive stars are the cosmic engines of nucleosynthesis, being responsible for the production of chemical elements from carbon up to iron. The end of their existence is a cataclysmic explosion called a core collapse supernova, which results in the ejection of about 10 suns' worth of material into the interstellar medium, carrying freshly synthesized elements, including a radioactive isotope of iron, so-called iron-60. Iron-60 has no production sources on Earth. Therefore, iron-60's presence on Earth, if ever found, would be direct evidence of a past Earth-supernova interaction. Residing in the sediments of the Earth's oceans are so-called magnetotactic bacteria. These bacteria produce tiny magnetic crystals of magnetite called magnetosomes. The bacteria obtain the iron for making these crystals from nano-sized rust particles, which constantly rain into the Earth's oceans via the terrestrial iron cycle. When the bacteria die, these magnetite crystals they produced remain embedded within the sediments and are subsequently called magnetofossils. Using an experimental technique called accelerator mass spectrometry, my research colleagues and I were able to find live atoms of iron-60 within magnetofossils extracted from two Pacific Ocean sediment drill cores. We have found that the iron-60 signal begins around 2.6 million years ago at the Pliopleistocene geological boundary, which also coincides with a known marine extinction event on Earth. And so we have on our hands a cosmic detective mystery. Could it be that this supernova was in some way at least partially responsible for this extinction event? Time may yet tell.
That was Sean Bishop of the Technical University of Munich. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.